Hey, Dosers, thanks so much for joining us. My name is Tracy. I'm from the San Marcos Escondido campus, and today we are continuing in our theme of loving others. And, you know, it's so fun to talk about the people who are easy to love, the people that I've chosen in my life, the people like my husband and my kids and my grandkids and friends and all these great things. But I think today I want to really dial in on the people in our lives that might be a little more difficult to love. And this past year, I've had the opportunity, God's linked me up with another person to actually walk this out. And this person in particular is a little bit different. They don't view the world like I view the world. They don't operate socially and in many areas the way that I do. Sometimes our conversations are hard and we don't see the same way. And so they're just a little bit more difficult. We might even say they needed a little extra grace required at times. But God, it talks about this to us. He gives us what we need about, and you know, we talk about Corinthians and how we love in the love chapter and that, but he actually addresses those who need us to bear with them. So let's go to Ephesians 4 and chapter 4, verse 1. Let me read here. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness or humility, and gentleness, with long suffering or patience, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bonds of peace. And so I think we got to start with the therefore, don't we? It's here because of what he had just said. So in chapters 1 through 3, Paul is telling us all the things we have gained from Jesus being on the cross and coming back, and all the things that it wasn't contingent. I didn't have to do a thing. I was unlovable and Christ did this for me. So he's saying, you were dead and now you're alive. You've been redeemed. He's our cornerstone. He's our peace. We should be rooted and grounded in his love. And then he says, it is then that we are able to operate, and we can accomplish this in 3 ways. He tells us we accomplish this with having humility, really not thinking about ourselves all the time and how we want it to go and how it should look, but really looking towards the other person and the needs that they have and putting them above ourselves or the needs that we have. But that's hard, but that is bearing with someone in love. He also tells us to do it in gentleness. And I know sometimes when we are in difficult situations, it's hard to be kind and be gentle with our words, but that's what he's calling us to in light of Christ's love, and to be patient. It says long suffering. I think sometimes that actually is a better definition, don't you? Of really being patient with people, being patient as they in the moment, but also being patient with them that God is doing a work in them or drawing him to us. When we operate in humility, patience, and gentleness, it's so that we will live in unity. It's so that our very lives will be drawing them to God himself to do the work that he wants to do. And so you might be thinking, Tracy, you don't know who I live with. You don't know what my kids are like, or you don't know what our adult relationships are like, or the coworker, or the neighbor. And you're right, I don't. But I trust that what God says is that he will help us. We have a helper. We've been learning about this in John, is we've got a call on the power of the Holy Spirit that lives within us. That when those are his characteristics that we're asking him to help us. So I'm going to just challenge us today. We all have people in our lives that are a little more difficult that we need to bear with them in love. And I'm going to challenge us to think about those people and ask God to give us opportunity to really practice kindness, gentleness, patience, and humility with them. And then ask the Holy Spirit to show up and give us what we don't have within ourselves to love others well in light of Ephesians 4. And I promise you he'll show up every time. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.